Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Archer, and coming up, we are talking to the rare Democrat who flipped a Republican seat in Santa Clarita. But first, a baby found dead in a downtown L.A. alley today after somebody apparently threw it out of a fifth-floor window. Emily Valdez reports.
A source close to the investigation tells me a woman had given birth to the baby overnight at a homeless services housing building on 6th Street and San Pedro. She reportedly called 911 about 2:30 in the morning to say she was bleeding. She was taken to the hospital. Then, about 5:30 in the morning, janitors were cleaning up outside in an alley when they discovered the baby. They tried to do CPR on it, but the fire department declared the baby dead at the scene. It's unclear if the woman is a suspect, if she's been arrested, or if there are other suspects. The medical examiner has not posted the baby's age, gender, or cause of death. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A construction worker is dead after an accident at an Orange County high school. Pete DiPietro's got more.
The accident took place at Villa Park High School just after 10 in the morning. Orange County Fire Authority Captain Sean Doran said they found two men injured related to construction work going on at the gym.
Fire paramedics and Orange County Sheriff's deputies responded to find two adult patients. Firefighter paramedics treated and transported one patient to a local trauma center, and unfortunately, the second person was pronounced deceased on scene.
Both men were found under the remains of bleacher seats that had collapsed on top of them. No students or staff members were present in the gym at the time of the accident, which remains under investigation. Family members of the dead and injured workers are in the process of being notified by the Orange County Sheriff's Department. I'm Pete DiPietro, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A prison guard has been accused of showing young kids in Santa Monica nude pictures of himself. Santa Monica Police Department arrested Benjamin Bush last month after an investigation and allegations he'd shown the pictures to kids on the pier. He's a resident of Kern County, works at the Correctional Institute in Tehachapi. Jail records show he's got no previous criminal history. He was cited and released, is due back in court in January. A woman allegedly has been impersonating a registered nurse at various hospitals. She's suspected of doing this at a hospital in Burbank and overseeing about 60 patients before she was found out. Amanda Porter, due back in court next month on identity theft and other charges. She's also accused of the same scam at some other Southern California hospitals. She was arrested last week by Burbank police after she posted bail after another offense at a hospital in Santa Clarita. And police said Porter is not a licensed nurse and is on federal probation for a fraud violation in Virginia. State officials have ordered the Chiquita Canyon landfill to do more to deal with the awful smell. It's been bothering people who live nearby, but that may not be enough for those people. Natalie Tavidian reports.
A lot of residents near the landfill saying they just want to shut down. The stricter rules from the Air Quality Management District include adding equipment, which combusts and controls landfill gas. It must be connected to permanent utility power, equipment maintenance and reliability, and storage tanks. And liquid treatment tanks cannot be overfilled. For James Stevens, who lives not too far from the canyon, it's a problem that doesn't seem to go away.
For me in Hillcrest, I'm further away than some people. Some days you might not notice it, but a lot of days it just smells like rotting trash outside. You can't get away from it. Like, I don't go for walks anymore. We used to go for walks in our neighborhood about 2.5 miles, my wife and I, every other day. We don't do that anymore. We haven't done it for about 6 months, 7 months.
He says it's good there are new limitations in writing, but says he and other neighbors worry the rules won't be enforced. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We have reached out to a spokesperson with the landfill. LA firefighters and members of the media found themselves in a very tense standoff after a fire broke out at a homeless encampment in Van Nuys. That story from Craig Figner.
As encampments go, this is huge. It's built up against the 405 freeway. It's just off Oxnard Street where it dead ends at the 405. And I'm looking at it. There are at least a dozen tents. Some of these are also made of maybe plywood. You could call them huts or forts. Part of this encampment caught fire about 8 o'clock this morning, and there were popping noises when LA City Fire responded to put the fire out. So they're telling us that instead of entering the property, in part also because there were people who live here who were aggressive, they used what they're describing as an engine-mounted turret to put the fire out, to put water on it. There were several reporters from stations across Los Angeles who also responded, dispatched here, I among them, to cover this fire. And all of us, we were threatened by people who said that we needed to leave, that they also controlled the public street in front of this encampment. And one person in foul language complained that all of this media attention was disturbing.
Public swearing-in ceremony for the new chief of the LAPD, Jim McDonald. He was sworn in last week at a private event. Today's ceremony took place where McDonald's law enforcement career began, the LAPD Police Academy. Karen Adams reports.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
The outdoor ceremony for Chief McDonald was filled with upbeat music like Don't Stop, sung by the LAPD choir. When it was time to speak, after the pleasantries, Chief McDonald wasted no time in talking about his plans for his first 90 days in office. First priority, addressing crime in LA.
We'll assemble specialized teams to tailor responses to meet the specific needs of our communities. This holistic approach will involve not just enforcement, but crime prevention, intervention, and victim support, in partnership with our city's agencies and community organizations.
Speaking with reporters after the ceremony, the chief also said he wanted to calm fears of him possibly cooperating with ICE agents if or when President-elect Trump carries out his mass deportation plans.
The LAPD's role is very clear. We do not engage in immigration enforcement. We're there for everybody.
Asked how it feels to be back in an LAPD uniform as chief, McDonald said, it feels good. In Elysian Park, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And a lot more from the new chief, Jim McDonald, appearing tonight on a KNX in-depth special called LAPD's Future. That gets underway at 6 o'clock, talking about a lot of issues facing the future of the department. Morale is an issue. Recruitment's at an all-time low, and they got some big events coming up in the next few years. 6 o'clock tonight, right here on KNX News. Can Elon Musk actually come through on his promises to cut down government waste? That is coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, bad times for Democrats. They have lost the House, the Senate, the White House. They did have some successes, though. Former Virgin Galactic CEO George Whitesides flipped a seat, the 27th congressional in Santa Clarita in the Antelope Valley, by beating Republican incumbent Mike Garcia. And he joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
So in a bad cycle for Democrats, what did you do right?
Well, I think, you know, we focused on the basics, right? Local jobs, the protection of Social Security and Medicare, protecting a woman's right to choose, and trying to lower people's everyday costs. That's what we stayed focused on the entire campaign, and that's what I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves and starting to work on as a congressman for the 27th district.
Now, you got a lot of independents and Republicans in your district. What are your top priorities for everybody?
Well, look, I think, you know, no matter what your party is, you want your community to be safe. You want the schools for your kids to be excellent. You want to be able to afford the groceries when you go down to the grocery store. And, you know, if possible, you'd love to have a local job that doesn't take you, you know, 2 hours to get to. Too many folks in our district, you know, they have to spend 2, 3, 4, even 5 hours a day on the road. And they're craving, you know, local jobs that will allow them to spend a little bit more time with their family. So those are all the kinds of things that we'll be working on in Congress.
And of course, you're going into a house that is going to be in Republican hands, as is the Senate, when you get right down to it, the Supreme Court and also the White House. But in the House, we are looking at a kind of a slim margin for the Republicans. Do you feel that your success in flipping a Republican seat is going to help that? And do you think that you will be able to find some moderate Republicans that will go along with Democratic votes and causes?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, my background is one of sort of bipartisan problem solving. I'm somebody who was the chief of staff of NASA, somebody who ran an aerospace company, created 700 good local jobs in our district. I've always, you know, worked with folks of all different, you know, persuasions and types to get the job done. And that's what I'm going to do now. We're looking forward to working with whoever, you know, is coming to the table with a good faith perspective to solve these problems. Of course, that doesn't mean that we won't fight back when we see things that, you know, that we object to. But we're looking forward to working together on the things that we can do.
Will, in your opinion, Democrats have enough power for any kind of oversight of the Trump administration? I mean, you're dealing with committee assignments, committee seats and whatnot.
Well, look, I think, you know, what we see, at least in the House, is that it's going to be very close. Right. You know, and I don't know what the final numbers are be. I think we still have a few California races that are still to be called, but it's going to be very, very close one way or the other. And so what that means is that the parties in the House are going to have to work with each other. And I think that, you know, that's good for the American people right now, because it means that we'll be able to, you know, really focus on hopefully the challenges that everybody wants us to focus on: housing, you know, health care, the key things that everybody needs to have a better life.
Congressman-elect, just defeated Mike Garcia, flipped that Republican seat. George Whitesides, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have been tasked with eliminating government waste. Will they actually be able to do that? And that's coming up.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Trump Transition, the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Incoming Trump administration promising to wage a relentless battle to cut government waste. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have been appointed to lead that effort. But how realistic are these plans? Charles Feldman and Mark Aquero got more for Countdown 2024 from Mark Goldwine of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Mark, maybe the government should run like a business, and maybe two astute businessmen like Ramaswamy and Musk can figure it out finally.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Look, government doesn't have a profit motive, and that's appropriate. So it's never going to run like a business. But that doesn't mean we can't take efficiency lessons from businesses. Businesses have to worry about their bottom line. And so they do worry about their costs a lot more than the federal government. We ought to take that lesson and start caring about cost.
Well, we don't have to worry about the bottom line in terms of profits, but we do have to worry about deficits.
Oh, we absolutely should. Our interest costs alone are now the second largest government program, larger than defense or Medicare. Debt is approaching record levels. But sadly, in recent years, politicians have seemed to kind of wave this aside, hoping that maybe some future Congress we'll deal with the problem, when it's a very real problem today.
You know, Elon Musk has suggested that it would be possible to cut at least $2 trillion from government spending by eradicating waste. Is that realistic, or is that an effort that's kind of failed from the get-go?
I don't think we're going to get $2 trillion per year. That would be basically a third of the budget, and a third of the budget isn't waste. But we can get trillions of dollars over a decade, particularly if we define efficiency broadly, and if we define it to include waste in the healthcare system, and there's so much waste in Medicare and Medicaid at the moment.
Well, of course, one of the concerns that people have is that those are entitlement programs. And yes, I'm sure there's plenty of waste, but there's also the danger, is there not, of cutting those important programs to the bone?
Well, I don't think we should cut them to the bone. But the issue with Medicare in particular and Medicaid as well is that we spend a tremendous amount of money that gets no value. We overpay Medicare Advantage plans more than what they're worth. We pay more for the exact same procedure if it's in a hospital than in a doctor's office. We let states basically trick the federal government into giving them higher Medicaid matches, colluding with the hospitals. There's so much room to lower healthcare costs in a way that maintains the current access and level of care, but does so at a lower price for the federal government, and by the way, for Medicare beneficiaries.
Isn't that the problem all across the board, that you've got lobbyists? If it's not for the state, it's for the military. If it's not for the military, it's for the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, everyone has their army, if you will, of lobbyists, and they're very strong, they're very powerful, and they have lots and lots of money. When you sort of pit those against two powerful people, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who in this situation is the David and who is the Goliath?
I mean, look, the special interest, it's not one Goliath, right? It's 1,000 different Goliaths. And what we learned, I worked in the Simpson-Bowles Commission in 2010, and what we learned is the only way to try to slay the Goliaths is to do them all at once. If you were just picking on one special interest, they could come after you. But if you said, look, we're goring every ox, we're looking at efficiency throughout government, and yes, that means the lawyers, that means the realtors, that means the hospitals, that means the insurers, that means the states, that means everybody is in on the solution. I think you have a much better chance of succeeding than if you narrow in just on, say, your political enemies or one or two special interests.
Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons, weeknights at 8. It's also available on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. 520, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Tom Busby.
The incoming Trump administration plans to kill that popular $7,500 federal consumer tax credit for people buying EVs or plug-in hybrids. That sent shares of Tesla today down nearly 6%. Rivian shares down 14%. Elsewhere on Wall Street, stocks ended lower after wholesale inflation rose by more than forecast in October. And after the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said with the U.S. economy doing so well right now, there is no need to rush to lower interest rates. And with that, boy, the Dow ended 207 points lower, 0.5% lower. The NASDAQ lost 123 and the S&P was down 36. Tapestry, the owner of luxury brands like Coach and Kate Spade, and Capri, which owns Versace and Michael Kors, calling off their proposed $8.5 billion merger. Too many regulatory hurdles. And Six Flags Great Adventure plans to invest more than $1 billion over the next 2 years into new rides, attractions, and technology at its parks. I'm Bloomberg's Tom Busby, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.